The deer population now threatened. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
If those are confirmed positive, that would be the first detection of chronic wasting disease in the state.
Results no one wanted to hear, but it looks as if chronic wasting disease is, in fact, going to be a threat to the state's deer population. Chuck Yost, the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency's chronic wasting disease coordinator, says 10 samples tested from deer that were harvested in Hardeman and Fayette counties did come back as preliminary positive for the fatal disease.
It's a disease that's always fatal to deer and elk that causes holes in the brain, and it's not a virus, it's not a bacteria. It's caused by an abnormally shaped protein known as a prion.
Now, there's no known threat from the disease to human health or other livestock, but Tennessee would become the 26th state now to have chronic wasting disease, something officials have tried to avoid for many years here, and now the job of trying to contain the spread.
There's no cure or vaccine for chronic wasting disease. It's the single greatest threat to the deer herd health in our state. A lot of folks place a lot of value on our deer resource, and it's a great big deal, especially when you're talking about the interest of hunters. It's going to be super important for hunters to help contain it where we think it is now.
Chuck Yost says immediately the TWRA enacted its response plan to the disease in hopes of keeping it from spreading.
That response plan is to increase the number of samples that we collect in that area. Then we're going to start having conversations with our commission about changes to the hunting regulations to possibly help contain the disease.
And again, TWRA is strongly encouraging hunters to submit their deer for testing to help control the disease. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.